Did you take your foot off the pedal intentionally, or did they find their own pedal there? There were some bad luck bounces, but it looked like you were in the retreat a little bit, like you had not been for some periods.
Loved our start, obviously. It was a great start. The crowd was into it. They called the timeout. I think that helped regroup them a little bit. I think getting into penalties in our penalty situation, I think took away from the momentum too. I don't think it was about stepping off the gas. I thought that you know, our attitude was still good. I thought we worked hard. You know, we made some mistakes, and they're a team that you make a couple mistakes and they get some momentum. They started skating. And I thought that was a different. I didn't think it was an attitude of stepping off the gas.
In each of the games, Todd, the team that's been up 3-1 has ended up losing the contest so far in these first three games. Can you put your finger on why that seems to be the case?
I cannot. You obviously don't want a 3-1 lead. I can't put my finger on exactly what it is. Maybe it creates a little bit more desperation in the team that's trailing.
Coach's team has always found ways to bounce back. What did you say to the guys after? Obviously Game 4 is huge now.
Yeah, you know what? There was no message after the game to the guys. I think the emotion was high. I think the disappointment is there. For me now, you have to be able to put things behind you. And we'll have to learn from it and probably talk about some things tomorrow and getting ready for Game 4. But this is, you know, whether it's an emotional win or a tough loss, put it behind you and get ready for Game 4.
Towards the end of the first period, it really seemed like a few of the Penguins were losing their composure, starting to really show the frustration, especially with Boone Jenner and the guys playing physical. What's it going to take to that physicality going throughout the whole 60 minutes to maybe increase their frustration?
Well, that's it. When we've been able to play a fast physical game, it's how we manage the puck. And they did a better job going back. It looked like they were rimming pucks more. That might be something that we have to address tomorrow. But, they were going back and did a better job there. I think they did a better job in the neutral zone. And again, in the first period, I think there was a couple opportunities when we had the puck and we didn't get it behind them, and the turnovers again feeds right into their team, and they're able to create some momentum out of it.
Todd, there's a line in the playoffs where maybe the calls go right up to, and they let some stuff get away that maybe they don't in the regular season. The Foligno call specifically, but other calls, do you feel like you know where the line is in this series, what's going to be called, when you get away with?
You know, I'm not going to comment on, you know, the officiating or the calls or the non-calls. It just does me no good. It does our team no good.
Todd, can you talk about the atmosphere tonight? The crowd seemed determined not to let Pittsburgh fans be a factor as they had in the past.
I thought the crowd was great. The atmosphere was everything that I expected. I guess the one thing that was a little bit unexpected, and I'm basing it off this off of our last time we played Pittsburgh, was I saw a lot of black in the crowd when we played that fifth game against Pittsburgh, our last home game here. And it was great coming out because I saw a lot of red, white, and blue.
So kind of jumping off Aaron's question, how much were penalties a factor in slowing your guys down tonight?
What it does is they're able to create some momentum because they're a skilled group. They're going to generate some chances, and they're able to, I think, feed off of that. And what it does for us is, you know, I'm relying on maybe six forwards up front to do the bulk of the killing. And, you know, we got defensemen, and what you're doing is you're spending a lot of energy chasing them around the ice or defending against them. And, you know, the other guys end up sitting on the bench. And, you want to get into rolling the four lines and keeping everybody involved in the game. And penalties don't allow you to do that.
Todd, it's been three games, emotional, physical games. How much of a toll does that take on a club, being involved in not only physicality but just the mental pressure?
There's a lot of, everyone talks about being a physical series. You get into these games and the mental toll it takes, and also I think more importantly, the emotional toll. Again, this is where we have to manage it. And again, it's It's, you know, I've seen teams lose three games in one series. And right now, that's, you know, that's our second loss. So it's about getting over it, and that's what you have to do. You know, put it behind you. You know, take whatever you can out of the game, use it for motivation. Play a smarter game so we can get ready for game four.
Coach, how would you assess Sergei's play tonight?
I thought Sergei was great. I think he was the reason why it was, you know, we were still in it to the end. It was unfortunate. You know, the first goal, you know, we probably could have managed the puck better, especially with just seconds left on the clock where you just keep it in the piles and eat it. You know, it's surprising again when you see Bob make all these great saves, and you know, by his reaction, it looked like that was one he wanted back. But, you know, the next two, I believe it was the next two, or two out of the next three going off of guys standing off the side of the net. So it's unfortunate for him.
Todd, last game, you said that shorthanded goal really turned the game around in your favor. How devastating was that goal right before the end of the second period in this game?
I didn't feel it was devastating. You know, the good thing, it happened late in the period. You're able to discuss it and try to get the team back on track in between periods. And I thought we were okay. And we scored a goal early, too. So we got that right back. So for any momentum that we may have lost or people think we might have lost, we got it back when we scored the next goal early in the third period.